The University of Sioux Falls is preparing to launch a program aimed at helping people learn English so they can go to college or become skilled workers. A program that used to help those students ended earlier this year. As South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Keely Boltina reports, USF leaders say they're resurrecting the opportunity.
The Bridges program at Killian Community College taught people advanced English so they could better communicate. Former Bridges instructor John Michaels says the program equipped students for options like tech school or college, or preparing to enter the workforce.
When I worked in the program, we helped students develop an academic understanding of the English language. We introduced them to college-level vocabulary, specific to several disciplines. And we went through the ideas and theories behind a lot of these phrases and words and terms that we take for granted.
The Bridges program ended in May when Killian closed after being part of Sioux Falls for nearly four decades. Now, the University of Sioux Falls is assuming the program. USF President Mark Benedetto says educators are starting with Killian's model. He says USF has the opportunity to recruit more students who can benefit from the Bridges program.
We plan to keep the tuition at the same level that it's always been at the Bridges program at Killian. So when we talk about USF using some of our unique features to change the Bridges program, it's really not about cost. We're committed to keeping the cost to where it's affordable.
The university already had a relationship with Killian. Recent Killian students could transition to a USF program and graduate on time. Students like Sarah Epp, who didn't think she'd ever go to college.
I'm in the social work degree completion program, so I'm a non-traditional student. I work, I raise two children, so I have a lot going on. So I need a school that is willing to work with what I can do too, and USF is exactly that school for me.
University of Sioux Falls officials say USF will get some Killian assets to support part of the new Bridges program. The college also plans to open the Dr. Thomas Killian Academic Success Center. USF leaders say they should be serving students after the first of the year. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls.